可以坐下来唱这首诗歌。
名单就是阿爸小如耶稣进来山送你我，我救你他就两个罪户，阿爸我
登山宝训下来的时候，有一个长大麻风的人一直跟着他，然后到他的面前说，主啊，你若肯，请你叫我洁净他。主耶稣看他心里就动了慈心，伸手一摸他，立时就得着了洁净。我想在我们中间没有人得过大麻风，但是我们在利未记看见神用那么多的篇幅讲到大麻风要被洁净的条例，知道大麻风实在是一件非常非常痛苦的疾病，它是我们的羞辱，是我们的痛苦。我们要告诉所有的人说，我得了大麻风，我必须与别人分开来居住，因为没有人喜欢跟我们就近。大麻风非常容易传染，大麻风的复发性也非常的强烈，就算好了也要常常的来给大祭司查看。但是有一位救主，当我们来到他的面前向他恳求说，主你若肯，我就必得了洁净，而且我是永远洁净，这个病再不能够沾我的身，我要在你的荣耀，在你的喜乐，在健康里面好好的来生活。主耶稣今天他就要动了慈心，伸手一摸，我们就立时得了洁净。所以当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，带着渴慕，凡有病的才需要医生，康健的不需要医生，不需要救助。但是我是一个罪人，我也是一个病人，我要来到主的面前说，主啊，我要得医治，我要得洁净，我要立时得了洁净。我们一起来唱第一节第二节。
人生中人将我枷锁，满了你和羞辱，耶稣现在身brought my soul. Something happened and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
第二节。
Since I met with the Savior, He touched me, oh, He touched me, and oh.
phone.
Something happened and now I know it touched me and made me whole.
我们刚刚念的诗篇，他说：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。”不可忘记他的一切恩惠。 Blessed Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. 他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。 Who forgive all thy inequities, who heals all thy diseases.今天早上我们来支取，来 claim 这个 right， 耶稣基督在十字架上他的鞭伤成为我们的医治。我们第一节第二节我们再唱一遍我们就结束。我们在你的面前是完全不能够隐藏的，我们有什么好，有什么坏， 有什么软弱，在你面前是完全完全赤露敞开的。主啊，今天早上就让我们谦卑来到你的面前。主，虽然我们知道我们已经得救，将来我们可以进入永生，但是主啊，我们身上还有许多的病需要被你来医治。主耶稣啊， restore 你的 health， 恢复那个在我们里头你起初创造的健康和完全，叫我们这个人可以在地上那样子足足的来享受你的救恩。主啊，不让仇敌任何的破坏、偷窃、杀害在我们的里面，哦主啊，来控制我们。主啊，因为我们是完完全全属于你的。主啊，在我们听主你的话之前，我们愿意谦卑的伏在你的面前，说主，我们需要您来 touch 我，来摸我。你一摸我就得着痊愈，你一摸我立时就要得着洁净。哦，然后我能够欢呼赞美，欢呼赞美，说我的主救了我，他医治了我，哈利路亚。哦，耶稣啊，早上与你的呼召、你的医治、你的完全、你的同在，主啊，都丰富的在这里赏赐给我们。主耶稣，我们谢谢你，祝福我们下面的时间，奉主耶稣基督的名。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我记得上个礼拜讲到的时候，我提过，在我们公司，从前上班的公司曾经收到一个炸弹的警告。
I remember last Sunday I mentioned that we got a bomb warning in my previous company.
然后我们全公司的人都当回事的，赶快跑出来。
And we all took it very seriously and evacuated.
而现代的人对于人不接受救主，有一天要面临永远的审判。却没有这种危机意识。
But yet we do not sense the urgency about if we do not receive the salvation, we will be judged eternally.
这个礼拜所有看报纸的人都知道，就在迪安萨，差一点发生了一个爆炸案。
And this week, if we read the news, we will all know that this week the building in Indiana College almost exploded.
当然，他们原来就是预计礼拜二中午十二点半，在我们平常的用的餐厅要爆炸。
They plan to explode the cafeteria that we use every week about Tuesday at noon.
我们礼拜二早晨 Dianza College 14,000个人全部被 evacuate， 全部被撤离。
So on Tuesday morning, 14,000 students in Dianza College were all evacuated.
弟兄姊妹，他们也都当回事。
They all took it very seriously.
我们在看了报纸，我们也从心里面感谢主，这件事情没有发生。
After we read the news, we all praise God that this didn't happen.
不然星期二不知道要死掉多少无辜的学生和老师们。
Otherwise, we don't know how many people would die from this incident.
就像我跟一个姊妹讲的，就算这个人他没有想炸人，只是想炸 building， 如果挑选周末的话，可能就炸到我们了。
Just like I shared with a sister, if this person just wanted to explode the building and then not the students, and then he would probably pick a weekend.And it will be us that it will kill.
所以那个姊妹问我说：“你会不会紧张？”我说：“我一点都不紧张，但是我心里面对我的神充满了感谢。”
So the sister asked me, "Do you worry?" And I said, "No, I don't worry. But my heart is full of thanksgiving to my God."
这个礼拜多少人在这里称赞这个勇敢的女孩子
？This week, so many people praise this brave girl.
三大电台 ABC、NBC、CBS 都来访问她。
All the big TV stations all came to.Interview her.
市长接见她，美国总统颁勋章给她。
And then the mayor interviewed her, and then she was given a prize from the president.
很多人设立奖学金给她。
And many people gave her scholarships.
但是弟兄姊妹，当这么多人为着一个人 他因为救了一些人，可能免离灾害，人在这里夸奖称赞他。
So at this moment, when so many people praise this person for saving many people's lives,
我们这一般站在十字架底下的子民，我们岂不是更该对我们的主献上感恩呢？
How much more shall we thank our God that we get to stand beneath the cross?
因为他是救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
Because he has saved us from great death.
所以我们这一连串继续要来讲这历久弥新的十字架。
So this time when we keep talking about this every new cross.
犹太人希望看到神迹。
The Jews demand for miraculous signs.
希尼尼人喜欢得到智慧。
And Greeks look for wisdom.
但是我们这般蒙恩的人，我们永远要传的就是钉十字架的耶稣。
But we who are blessed, we shall ever preach Christ and His crucifixion.
这不仅仅是我们的题目。
Not only that, this is our theme.
保罗甚至说我立了志向，我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul even said that I resolved to know nothing but Christ and His crucifixion.
好，弟兄姊妹，神在教会历史里面兴起了许多属灵的器皿来。
God has raised many spiritual vessels throughout church history.
一直为神家恢复了许多属灵的产业。
To restore many inheritances in the house of God.
我们知道神使用了一个使女叫做宾路易师母。
And we know that God has raised a maid servant that Mrs.
他把十架伟大的信息重新恢复传讲出来。
And she has restored the truth of crucifixion.
好，弟兄姊妹，在她一本很重要的书讲到十字架的信息。
In one of her very famous books.
加略山的十字架，在她第一篇的信息里面。
In the first thing in that book is the cross on the Calvary.
在她第一页里面就有一句话，开宗明义的把十字架标出来啊。
And she directly point to the cross on on her opening.
她说加略是整个世界历史的转捩点。
She says that on Calvary is the turning point for the whole history of mankind.
一切在她之前的都指向她。
Everything before that points to it.
一切在她之后的都归向她。
Everything comes after it goes back to it.
一切还没有发生未成的事情有都根据于她。
Everything that's to come is according to it.
弟兄姊妹，真是这个样子。
It is true indeed.
不管人类历史发生了怎样的大事情。
It doesn't matter what kind of incidents human has.
没有一件事情比在加略山上发生的还要大。
Nothing is greater than what happened on the Calvary.
在那里那位圣洁神的儿子。
On that mountain, the Son of Holy God.
他为全人类的罪。承担了神的审判，他为我们上了十字架。
He bore the judgment of God for all sins of mankind, and he went on the cross.
他不仅仅承担了我们的审判和罪恶。
Not only that, he bore our sins and our judgment.
他把整个旧造的世界和仇敌的权势都带到了十字架上去。
He brought all the all creation and the power of enemy to the cross.
当他在那里说成了的时候
，When he said it is finished，
不仅仅我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
Not only that, he bore all our sins.
弟兄姊妹，他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Through death, he destroyed the Satan who controlled death.
他也在十字架上借着死，他带下了新造的世界。
And through death, he brought this new created world.
一切的旧造被带到了十字架上解决了。
All the creation was done over on the cross.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，加略真是人类历史的转机。
So Calvary is indeed the turning point of all mankind.
每一个蒙恩人的都在十字架的底下开始了他人生新的一段。
Every new believer, started his new life on cross.
没有十字架就没有我们，弟兄姊妹。
Without cross, we will not be here.
没有十字架，我们今天坐在这里毫无意义。
Without the cross, it is meaningless for us to sit here today.
我们何等的感谢主。
How we thank our God.
所以在启示录第五章的时候
，Therefore in Revelation chapter 5,
神让约翰看见了宝座的异象。
God revealed to John the throne.
弟兄姊妹，整个宝座的异象，启示录第五章集中在被杀的羔羊身上。
This vision of the throne focused on this lamb being slain.
一面神让我们看见，让约翰看见，天下人间没有一个人。可以展开坐宝座手中拿着的书卷。
God revealed to John that there's no one in this world is worthy to open the scroll.
神永远的旨意没有一个人可以了解的。
No one get to understand the eternal will of God.
神在人身上的计划旨意没有一个人可以明白。
No one get to understand the plan of God on human.
也没有一个人配去展开这个书卷。
And no one is worthy to open the scroll.
弟兄姊妹，约翰看见，约翰就哭了。
So when John saw this, he cried.
他那个哭不是约翰一个人哭啊。
Not only that, he himself cried.
他是代表 所有的人类在那里哭啊。
He represents all mankind and cry.
也没有一个人认识神的旨意是什么。
Because no one gets to understand God's will.
没有一个人能够了解人真正的价值和目的是什么。
No one gets to understand the value and the purpose of life for man.
而这个时候有一个羊羔出现。
But yet at this time there was this lamb.
那样子的柔弱，那样子的顺服。
This gentle and obedient lamb.
圣经上说像才被杀过的。
Just like it was just slain.
把过来从做宝座的手里。接过这个书卷
He received this scroll from the one sitting on the throne.
他为我们展开来了
And he opened it for us.
弟兄姊妹，借着被杀的羔羊
Through this lamb that was slain.
我们才知道神在人生的计划是什么
We get to understand God's eternal will for man.
而底下宝座前就充满了敬拜和赞美
And then before, right after that, before the throne, there was filled with praises and worship.
天地之间一切受造之物
All created.Beings.
不管基督伯不管二十四长老不管天上的地上的地底下的在天下一切受造的都在这里敬拜赞美他
Either cherubims or elders or all the creations in heaven and on earth they all worship God
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
今天我们听这些信息看这些经文我们觉得好像跟我们很遥远
Today when we read or hear about these messages we feel they're far away from us
有一天我们真在宝座面前看见羔羊的时候
But one day when we see this lamb before the throne
我们真是伏在他的面前我们要来敬拜感谢他
We will bow down and prostrate before him and worship him
多么伟大的加略十架
What a great cross on the Calvary
多么伟大神的羔羊
What a great lamb of God
弟兄姊妹我们继续要来看这个十字架
So today we shall continue to look at this cross
而我们所有的救恩弟兄姊妹救恩在我们身上的故事
And all our salvation and the story of our being saved
基本上我们分了三个阶段
Can be divided into three stages
当我们悔改重生接受救主的时候
When we repent and born again and accept the Christ
借着圣灵重生了我们
And through the Holy Spirit we are born again
我们的灵活过来灵得救了
And our spirit was quickened and then we become alive
所以以西结36章告诉我们神要给我们一个新心要给我们一个心灵然后神要把他的灵放在我们里面
So Ezekiel chapter 36 tells us that God will give us a new heart and a new spirit and God will give us new spirit in us
所以当我们重生得救的时候讲到我们的灵得救了
So when we were born again our spirit was saved
弟兄姊妹而在我们的从我们得救到我们见主的这一段时间里面
And during this time between we got saved and the time that we see the Lord
神要叫我们的魂也能够得救
God wants to save our soul
借着十字架在我们身上做更深的工作
Through the cross he wants to work deeper in us
叫我们可以像他
So that we can be like him
十字架在我们身上怎么工作呢
How does the cross work on us
它就是除掉一切旧造不是出于神的
To remove all old creation anything that's not of God
带进神那个非受造永远的生命
And bring in this eternal life that's not created that'sNew creation.
所以不要把十字架就当作我在这里受苦了，我娶了一个坏老婆当作十字架。
So do not misunderstand and thinking that cross is just a misfortune.
或者我长了病了，我有一个坏老板。
Or maybe I got sick or I have a bad boss.
弟兄姊妹，我们太误会了十字架伟大的意义了。
We misunderstand the cross.
十字架叫做除去它。
The cross is to eliminate.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面一切不是从神来的神，通通要除掉。
God wants to eliminate anything that's not of God.
而让我们的生命性情能够像主。
So that our life will be like Him.
讲到我们魂得救。
And then our soul will be saved.
我们的心思需要被神来更新。
Our mind needs to be renewed.
我们的情感需要被神来炼净。
And our feelings and emotions need to be cleansed.
而我们的意志需要被神来折服。
And our will needs to be broken.
这是我们一生得救的故事。
And that is the story of our salvation.
而接着讲到身体的得救。
And then that is the salvation of our body.
罗马书第八章告诉我们将来我们的身体要得赎。
Romans chapter 8 tells us that In the future, our bodies will be redeemed.
那个时候我们要脱离一切虚空败坏的瑕疵。
So that we will be freed from all the controls of this destruction.
所以今生我们会，等一下我们会讲到，今生里面我们会经历到神的医治。
Therefore, in this life, we will experience the healing of God.
但是身体真正彻底完全的得救是在我们将来被其变化之后。
But then the complete salvation of our body will be after rapture.
腓立比书告诉我们神要给我们一个新的身体和基督相似的。
The book of Philippians tells us that God will give us a new body, which is like the body of Christ.
哥林多前书15章告诉我们，我们有一天要把这个必朽坏的身体要种下去，然后复活的是一个不朽坏的。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tells us that one day we will plant, we will bury this destructive, and then we will receive this non-destructive.
保罗在哥林多后书第5章第4节告诉我们，有一天我们现在是在这个帐篷里面叹息劳苦。
Paul also tells us today we live in this tent and then we suffer.
不是我们喜欢脱下这个，乃是我们更愿意穿上那个。
It's not because we like to put down this, but we like it even more to put on the new one.
他在灵后第4章也告诉我们，外体虽然
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us, even though our body is deteriorating every day, but the inner man is renewed daily.
弟兄姊妹，我们注意到了没有？神在我们身上整个的得救，今生里面是种在我们魂的得救，一天比一天更新鲜、更成熟。
So going through this life, we're experiencing this salvation of soul that we will be renewed daily.
身体完全的得救，再也不生病、不毁坏的身体，是在我们见主的时候。
But then the complete redemption of our physical body will be at the moment that we see God.
今天早晨我们要来讲历久弥新的十字架第3讲，讲到医治的十字架。So
today we will focus on this, the cross of healing.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到医治的十字架的时候，
When we talk about this cross of healing,
我们很容易第一个想到医病的，就是想到我们肉身的疾病。
Immediately we will think of this healing of our physical body.
因为它是这么具体，这么真实的被我们看见，被我们经历。
Because it's visible, it's tangible, and can be experienced.
尤其我这个礼拜要讲医治的十字架的时候，有人就告诉我说，你看看这个礼拜教会多少的人感冒生病。
When I was preparing this sermon, and someone told me, just look at how many people get sick this week.
还不要说感冒了，这个我们的弟兄，他的父亲这个礼拜刚过世。
Our brother's father just passed away this week.
我们亲爱的嘉荣现在也在病房里面，正在病危的时候。
And brother Jiarong is in his last days in the hospital.
还不仅仅是小小的病，是这么严重的病。
And then all these diseases are so serious.
而在人类的历史上，在1347年，不是在1341年到1351年的时候，发生了人类最可怕的一次黑死病，就是 black disease。
And then through, and in human history, about 14th and 15th century, there was this black disease that was devastating.
弟兄姊妹知道那一次死了多少人吗？
Do you know how many people died during that time?
那次死了7500万人。
About 75 million people died.
光光欧洲就死了2500万，死掉了欧洲的1/4的人。
Just in Europe alone, about 25 million people died. A quarter of the population in Europe died.
你说这是14世纪13多少年医药不发达？
And you might say, oh, this happened in 14th century when the medicine was not very advanced.
弟兄姊妹，在20世纪。
But about in 20th century.
在1918年到1919年的时候。
About 1918 through 1919.
全世界有一个特别的 flu，死了2100万人。
And then there was a special flu in the world, and then about 21 million people died.
光光美国本土就死了85万人。
Just in America alone, about 850,000 people died.
死掉的比整个第一次世界大战死掉的人还要多。
There are more people died of this than in World War I.
弟兄姊妹面临了这么多的疾病在我们的周围，在我们的历史上。
So facing so many and so serious diseases among us.
难怪当我们讲到医治的时候，我们很本能的就会想到我身体的疾病，我的肉身需要得到医治。
No wonder when we hear about healing, instantly we think about the healing of our physical body.
医治是一个大的题目，弟兄姊妹。
But healing is a great topic.
尤其是医治肉身的疾病的这个是一个大的题目，我们不是我今天的主题。
Especially healing of our physical body is a big subject, and that is not our focus today.
但是因为跟大家这么有关，所以我稍微提几个点，让我们也能够对这个点上有一些深的认识。Because
this really concerns us, so I will talk about a few points.
弟兄姊妹，第一件事情我们要知道的，神决定人，而且神愿意医治我们肉身的疾病。
First, we need to know that God is able and He's perfectly willing to heal our sicknesses. There's nothing too hard for Him. even after Lazarus died for 4 days in the grave, and Jesus could still revive him.
圣经上从来没有看过主耶稣行神迹失败过一次的。
And then in the Bible, we cannot find one incident that Jesus failed his miracle.
所以他决定能。
So he is able.
第二个, 他决定肯, 愿意来医治我们。
Secondly, he's absolutely willing to heal us.
所以圣经上讲得这么清楚, 他受的鞭伤, 叫我们得医治。
Therefore, Bible tells us clearly that by his wounds we are healed.
所以他原本只要钉十字架就好, 但是他却为我们受了鞭伤。
Actually, he could just die on the cross, but then he also suffered wounds.
他为着叫我们病得到医治。
So that our sicknesses could be healed.
而且他为什么愿意医治我们呢? 我们从新约圣经里面看见，在圣灵的恩赐里面特别赐下了医病的恩赐。
And also in the New Testament, we get to see that one of the gifts that He bestowed on saints is the gift of healing.
如果神不愿意医治我们肉身的疾病，神就不需要有这些应许，神也不需要赐下这样子的恩赐来。
So if God is not willing to heal us, He will not have these promises, and He will not give out the gift of healing.
所以在我个人的灵修里面，我绝对不阿门有些人说在今生在这个时代没有神迹没有神迹的事情。
So personally, I do not agree with some people who say that there's no miracle of healing in this world today.
不仅仅有，而且非常的多。Not
only there are, but there are many.
不仅仅该发生在别人的身上，该发生在我们每一个人的身上。Not
only that it will happen to other people, it will happen to us also.
弟兄姊妹。
So this is the first aspect.
尤其我们不要欢迎疾病在我们的身上。
Especially we should not welcome disease to come to us.
很多的时候病在我们身上，我们采取一种被动、消极、接受的态度。
A lot of times we are very passive to receive sickness.
所以病在我们身上的折磨，它就一直持续。
Therefore, the torture of sickness continues.
因为你向他投降,
because you surrender.
因为甚至有的时候我们还喜欢他,
and a lot of times we even like it.
我们讲喜欢他有人会不高兴啊,
maybe some people do not agree with me.
可是你想想看, 因为你每一次叫生病的时候, 你另外那一口子就得让你伤分。
But then you probably because whenever you're sick, then your spouse would treat you nicely.
你一叫生病的时候, 他就得更多的体贴你一点。
And maybe whenever you're sick, then your spouse will be more gentle.
孩子一叫生病, homework可不用做了。
And like whenever a child is sick and he does not have to do homework.
明天要考试, 跟爸爸说我生病了, 哇, 吐两下, 就不用上班去，不用上学了。
So that if a child is sick, he can be excused from school.
有的时候病在我们身上, 因为我们欢迎他。
A lot of times we get sick because we welcome it.
弟兄姊妹，我们决定不甘心疾病在我们身上搅扰了神在我们身上的旨意和工作。
Therefore, we shall refuse the sickness on us to stop God's work.
尤其当你要为神传福音，为了神家做事的时候。
Especially when you are about to serve God and to work in the house of God.
尤其你要去参加一个特别的聚会蒙恩的时候，你发现仇敌常常借着疾病来攻击、来拦阻我们。
Especially right before you are to attend a special conference to receive blessings.
神的儿女们对疾病要用一个拒绝的态度，要祷告他。
We should have this attitude to refuse sickness, and we shall pray through.
因为一切的咒诅降灾都不是神的意念。 耶利米哀歌第三章告诉我们，神甚至不甘心叫人受苦。
Because it's never God's will to give us curses, because Lamentation tells us that God is not willing for us to suffer.
虽然有很多的人因为疾病让他更靠近主，更爱主。
Even though many people get closer to God through sickness.
但是并不代表我们对疾病的态度就应该用欢迎的态度。
But it doesn't mean that we shall welcome sickness.
弟兄姊妹, 所有的病死魔都不是从神来的。
Because all sickness and all death and the Satan does not come from God.
所以我们的灵要兴起, 我们要照着神的旨意祷告, 我们不让疾病来辖制我们。
Therefore, our spirit shall arise and we shall pray so that we will not be bound by sickness.
虽然我的病在我身上30年, 但是我到现在, 我从来不 give up.
Even though my sickness stayed with me over 30 years, but until now, I never give up.
我仍然在奉主的名, 我接受神的医治, 我拒绝疾病在我身上任何的伤害和搅扰。
Still now, in Jesus' name, I refuse all the bothers from the sickness and I receive His healing.
弟兄姊妹，我们从这么多弟兄姊妹或是周围的见证上，我们看见神做了奇妙的事情。
And through many testimonies among us, we know that God can do wonderful things.
神不仅仅能，神愿意医治我们。
Not only that he is able, but he's willing to heal us.
我听到一个见证。
Recently, I heard a testimony.
在洛杉矶有一个姊妹。
In Los Angeles, there's a sister.
她原来非常爱主，常常被圣灵充满的一个姊妹。
She used to love the Lord, and she was often filled with the Holy Spirit.
有一天她去检查的时候，突然发现在她的脑部很深的地方长了一个瘤。
And one day she went to get physical exam, and then it was found out that there was a tumor in his brain, in her brain.
那个瘤太深了，没有办法动手术。
Because the brain was so deep into her brain that it's impossible to have an operation.
所以不久她就进入 coma, 就进入昏迷的状态。
So shortly after that, she went into coma.
医生原来认为说她最多6个礼拜可以活的。
So the doctor diagnosed that she at most had about 6 weeks to live.
但是她一躺躺在那里6年。
But then she lied down and then lasted for 6 years.
那有一天那个医生进来跟他的家人讲,
so one day the doctor went to talk to the family.
那个医生要从 Pasadena 搬到 Sacramento 去了。
The doctor was going to move from Pasadena to Sacramento.
他说我试着想把你家的这个病人介绍给我的其他的同行的人, 没有一个人愿意接他的 case。
So the doctor told the family that I tried to refer this patient to my colleagues, but none of my colleagues is willing to accept her.
因为又要用很多的药物，而且是很困难的事情。
Because it's very difficult and much medicine is required.
所以他就这个医生就建议他的家人，我建议你把他送到州政府办的一个疗养院，免得在你们家也给你们带来困难。
So the doctor recommend that maybe they can send to a nursing home run by the government instead of staying at home.
那他们并不知道。 这个姊妹虽然常常在昏迷的里面，可是她却可以听得到人家的谈话。
But they failed to know that even though the sister was in coma, she could hear people talking.
她听着她心里就很难过，她实在不愿意被送到那个地方去。
When she heard that, she feels bad because she didn't want to go to the nursing home.
她心里面就求神，她说：“神啊，你若不医治我，我求你。” 赶快把我接回家去。
Therefore she cried out to God. She says, God, if you do not heal me, please receive me back to home.
就在她这样向神哭求的时候，
just as she cried out to God,
突然听见一个声音说， I have a good news for you. 我有一个好消息要告诉你。
All of a sudden she heard this, oh, I have a good news for you.
她原来以为是旁边里面的收音机在做广告。
She thought it was an advertisement, a commercial from the radio.
接着她就说你不要害怕。
And then this voice continues, says, do not be afraid. There's a good news for you. And then she thought maybe this radio program continued, and then this choir sing the song. And then the song was, Jesus broke all fetters.
主断开一切锁链，主断开一切锁链。 那个歌就这样唱出来，非常好听。
Jesus broke all the fetters, and then the song continues.
唱到最后，他把我释放， He set me free.
And the last verse says, He set me free.
他突然一下子里面得到了力量，整个人醒过来了。
All of a sudden, she received the strength, and then she got up.
整个人好过来。
And then she was healed.
她发现她房间里面根本没有收音机。
And then she found out there was no radio in her room.
弟兄姊妹，那个医治的喜乐充满她。她那一天下午，她就可以出去爬山。她不仅仅病好了，她整个体力6年躺在床上，但是立刻神完全恢复她。
So the joy of healing filled her, and that very afternoon she was able to go hiking, and all her strength was renewed and regained and recuperated. And this healing brought great blessing to her church. Until today, we fully believe that there's nothing impossible for God.
我昨天晚上在 Christian Today里面查到一个统计资料， 我非常的 surprise。
Last night, I saw the statistics on Christian Today, and I was really shocked.
它里面讲到，在美国相信神迹神医的， 你知道百分比有多少吗？
Do you know how many percent of people in America still believe in healing?
Christian, 猜猜看。 5%? Okay. 贝天，猜猜看。 5%. 还有没有人比这个高一点的？ 都不讲了啊， 81%，
about 81%，
他说有 79% 的相信圣经上所讲的神迹是可能的，他们可以相信。
About 79% of people believe the miracles recorded in the Bible. They thought it was possible.
我反而觉得我们中国人好像信得更信不来啊。
Somehow I felt we Chinese are more skeptical.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这么讲究科学的国家里面，人家80%的人相信有神迹、有神医的事。
In this high-tech and advanced of science.
对不起，84%。
Still, 84% of people believe in miraculous healing.
我为什么记得呢？因为另外一个 number 是48%。
How do I remember? Because another figure was 48%.
48% 是说到自己亲自经历过一些神迹的，占48%。
About 48% of people who actually experienced some miraculous healing.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们自己在主的面前，基督徒实在应该被主来提升我们的信心。
So our faith really need to be elevated by God.
所以这是第一面我们对疾病该有的态度。
So this is one, the first attitude we should have towards sickness.
但是圣经上所有神的真理都是非常的平衡的。
But then, all truths in the Bible are balanced.
另外一面呢，当我们讲到医治的时候，我们决定不应该只把眼睛放在肉身的医治上面。
On the other hand, when we talk about healing, we shouldn't just focus on the healing of physical body.
或是说，如果在你的肉身里面没有经历到神的医治，而就让我们拦阻了神在我们身上灵魂更深的医治。
And then, do not let the lacking of physical healing be an obstacle to a deeper healing of our soul.
或是因为我们在肉身里面没有经历到了神的医治，而让我们怀疑了神他的全能。
And do not let the lacking of physical healing be an obstacle to our faith to God.
这就是神当初在我身上给我一个最大的释放。
And that is a great release for me from God.
因为我自己曾经在主的面前有一个雄心大志。
Because before I had this great wish before God.
因为这么多的医生不能够治好我的病。
Because so many doctors could not heal me.
你知道一包草药熬几杯水熬到一碗水这样的喝下去。
I often take herbal medicines from a big pile of herbs.
而我这一辈子喝的中药不知道几个大 tank.
And then all the herb medicines I add up would be like barrels and barrels.
各式各样的中医。
All kinds of herbal medicines.
各式各样的怪的配方。
All kinds of prescriptions.
贴这个连那个用烫的汤匙烫它，各式各样的方法都试过。
All kinds of strange treatments.
啊，西医的化疗，西医的开刀，西医的放射，每一样的事情好像他们都在试我。
All kinds of Western medicine treatments.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
没有地上一个医生可以医治我的病。
None of them could heal me.
到最后，我就在主的面前有一个不甘心。
Finally, I had this desire.
我说主啊，从现在开始，我停下所有的医生。
I said, Lord, from now on, I stop all treatments.
我就是专心的信靠你。
I will just trust on you only.
既然你是全能的神。
Since you are the Almighty God.
既然圣经上有这样子的应许。
Since there's promises in the Bible.
从现在起，我不吃药，不看医生。
From now on, I do not take any medicine. I do not see any doctor.
第一次有三年多的时间，我拒绝了所有的医生和医药。
So about 3 years, I refused all medicines and all doctors.
然后后来我接受了一次手术。
And then I had an operation.
然后接下来我又连续9年不看医生，不吃药。
And then after that, about 9 years, I do not take any medicine and do not see any doctor.
那一次的手术仍然失败，把我的嘴角神经切歪掉了。
Because that operation I had still failed.
所以我就拒绝再看医生。
Therefore, I refused to see any doctors anymore.
我就一直觉得说，神啊，你要在我身上彰显你的荣耀。
Therefore, I say, God, manifest your glory on me.
不管别人告诉我说这是多么祖传秘方，是宫廷秘方，或是这个人老人家再走了，你将来没机会了，弟兄姊妹，我都能拒绝。我说 no。
No matter what people say, how great is that prescription or that treatment, how scarce and how valuable, I always say no.
我甚至在神医的人要为我按手祷告的时候，我跟他说，你不用为我求医祷告，你为我赞美神。
Even when people who have gift of healing wanted to lay hands on me, I tell them, do not pray for my healing, just praise God for me.
我 try 所有的方法，我向神指出我对他的信心。
I try all ways and I squeeze out my faith toward God.
直到有一天神对我说话。
Until one day God spoke to me.
I am who I am.
I am who I am.
我医治你。
I heal you.
我是全能的神。
I am the Almighty God.
就算今生你没有得到医治，我仍然是全能的神。
Even if you do not receive healing, I am still the Almighty God.
我医治你，你可以经历，可以见证神爱你。
If I heal you, you can testify that God loves you and God heals you.
就算你今生没有得到医治，我仍然爱你，你仍然要见证我爱你。
Even if I do not heal you this life, you will still testify that I love you.
弟兄姊妹，我们把我们自己得不得医治，把它放得太高太大。
We often magnify the matter if we receive healing or not.
所以当我们讲到医治聚会的时候，你发现比任何的聚会来的人都多。
So if there's a healing conference, you will see that there are more people attending than any other kind of conference.
因为人这么急的解决我肉身的问题。
Because people are so desperate to find solution for their physical body.
但是我们却常常忽略了更重要的，我们灵里面的病，或是我们跟神的关系。
But we oftentimes ignore or neglected the even more serious problem, that is the problem with our relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常神透过外面的病在提醒我们里面的病。
A lot of times through our sickness, God is reminding of our inner sickness.
神有的时候也的确容许一些环境和苦难发生在我们身上，为了要医治我们。
God oftentimes allow afflictions to come in order that we get healed.
我们记不记得在约伯记三十六章十五节，神对约伯说
？Do we remember in the book of Job, chapter 36, verse 35?
神借着困难